I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time. It's now 8 o'clock. Today is Monday. It's September 27th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 59 degrees.
Northbound 15 backed up in Murray and South Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, the Salt Lake City Police Chief says their top priority is getting justice. And detectives are busy this morning after a shooting killed a University of Utah football player and critically injured a woman at a house party.
We believe many of the witnesses who were at this house party were either had photos or videos, and detectives are very interested in reviewing that.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, the Salt Lake City Police Chief says he is getting regular updates on the case and detectives are following every lead. They still need more people to come forward, more witnesses to say what they saw and what they know. Salt Lake City Police spokesman Brett Weisberg says that the first call to dispatch was about a noise complaint around 10:30 p.m. at this house. It's near 2200 South and Broadmoor Street, which is about 26 East.
There were other priority calls, other in-progress emergencies that the Salt Lake City Police Department was handling at that time.
And then officers were later called to this home around 12:20 a.m. about a fight with a weapon. They say medical crews tried to save Aaron Lone's life, but he was pronounced dead. A woman was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Heartache, grief, and confusion. That's what some University of Utah students are dealing with after a football player was killed over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues our team coverage.
Some university students say they can still remember the pain they felt from the accidental shooting that killed Ty Jordan last Christmas. So the shooting of Aaron Lowe just reopens that wound. Others say they have no idea why someone would bring a gun to a college party.
Really, like, you know, to a college party where people are drinking and something's bound to happen.
Even students who never met Lowe in person say everything they've read about him on social media shows he was a natural leader and a great teammate. Plus, they wish the group of uninvited partygoers would have left when they were asked, avoiding the argument that led to the shooting.
I don't know why you try to stay there and let it get that bad.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. We're learning new details this morning about the three people killed in an Amtrak train derailment in Montana.
Officials revealing Sunday that section of the track was inspected less than a week ago. This morning, the NTSB is on scene, ready to examine potential causes for the crash. Amtrak releasing a statement in the wake of the accident, saying they are cooperating with investigators, adding, "We share the sense of urgency to understand why the accident happened. However, until the investigation is complete, we will not comment further on the accident itself."
ABC's Rena Roy says Zach Schneider was one of the passengers killed. His wife, Becca, says he was a software developer and a debate coach.
Shining a light on domestic violence.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Utah's no stranger to the tough subject of domestic violence, and it's a topic on many people's minds after the murder of Gabby Petito.
KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt begins our team coverage, shining a light on domestic violence.
One in three Utah women will experience domestic or sexual violence in their lifetime.
We tend to have higher rates of domestic violence.
Liz Solis with the Utah Domestic Violence Coalition says pre-COVID, the national average was one in four. That crept up to Utah's level through the pandemic. One in seven men will experience it in their lifetime in Utah, but Allies with Families Executive Director Jen Oxborough says the most chilling cases follow a pattern.
Overwhelmingly, the worst outcomes of domestic violence and abuse, domestic violence homicide, is typically perpetrated by a man against a woman, just like in this tragedy with Gabby Petito.
Both experts say cases like Gabby's usually lead to an influx of calls on the Utah Domestic Violence Link line from people seeking help.
When people see things like this, it might be that validation they need to say, "Hey, I'm not alone, and this happened to me. Oh my gosh, maybe I am in an abusive relationship." And then they can call.
Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Prosecuting cases of domestic violence and missing or murdered women in Utah starts with believing the victims. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas continues our team coverage, shining a light on domestic violence.
Believing the stories told by victims and their families is critical to prosecuting domestic violence cases and rescuing victims who go missing. State Representative Angela Romero says there needs to be accountability with law enforcement.
We, you know, need to evaluate how we train our law enforcement and how we as a society take these issues seriously, because somebody's life depends on it.
Utah has a new state law that allows police and prosecutors to look at dating situations as well as violence between spouses or intimate partners. And in many cases, perpetrators have a previous history with law enforcement. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
If you or someone you know are experiencing domestic abuse, help is available on the Utah Domestic Violence Link Line. That number, 1-800-897-5465.
Coming up on KSL, it's a battle back in Washington, D.C. to pass the president's infrastructure bills. But what do the American people want to see happen? Boyd Matheson has the numbers.
Plus, triple team traffic.
Crash on I-15 at the turn to I-80 in South Salt Lake, causing slowdowns back into Murray. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:06.
BYU rolls north this week. Undefeated.
Bubble to the Cougars recover. The Cougs get the ball.
Friday night, BYU takes on USU and Logan.
Keep listening this week.
Unrivaled talks about the rivalry every night at 7 on KSL News Radio.
There's been such a shortage of furnaces and air conditioners this year that we thought we might not be able to run our free furnace sale this fall. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and for the past few years, when the weather gets mild like this, we run our biggest promotion of the year. The one where you buy a new Carrier air conditioner and we give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. Now, we've been doing our best to make sure we have enough equipment to help everyone interested in taking advantage of this sale, but at this point, I can't predict what the market's going to do, so the sooner you call Any Hour Services, the better your chances. If you've been thinking about replacing your old furnace and air conditioner, all you need to do to get more information is schedule a free estimate. We'll answer all your questions and show you exactly how much you can save during our free furnace sale. Again, when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. Our schedule fills up fast when we're running this promotion, so don't hesitate. Call today, 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Are you a business owner trying to rebound after this past year? MoFi can help. MoFi is a nonprofit lender dedicated to helping business owners across the Rocky Mountain West who can't get a loan from a bank. MoFi's Thrive Loan offers up to $100,000 and comes with low-cost, 3% interest-only payments for 2 years. The application is fast and easy. Get started today at MoFi.org. That's MoFi.org.
Are you looking for your next experience of a lifetime? Park City Mountain is now hiring experienced seekers for the winter season. Employees get access to exclusive perks, including a free employee ski pass, access to benefits, consistent and reliable hours, growth in leadership development opportunities, and more. With positions available in lift operations, hospitality, retail, rental, plus food and beverage, there is something for everyone. To learn more and apply today, visit VailResortsCareers.com.
Utah's Morning News has inside sources.
Will there be votes on the infrastructure bill in Washington, D.C. this week? And what do the American people want to see happen?
Joining us live in studio is the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. What do the American people want? Do you know, Boyd?
It's a really interesting poll. We went over this with our friend Scott Rasmussen over the weekend. And on the policy issues itself, it's split pretty evenly and pretty evenly upon the party lines. If you look at the two major bills, the $1.2 trillion and the $3.5, about 40% of Americans want both of those to pass. 38% want both of those to fail. But the best thing that came out of this data was 81% of Americans. 81%. You can't get 81% to agree the sky is blue. 81% agree that members of Congress should have to read the entire bill before they vote on it.
Well, how do they vote, or what does the poll show when you ask them about the issues themselves and don't ask them about the bills?
Yeah, when you get in, everyone agrees that infrastructure needs to be taken care of. There's no question about that. Left, right, center, everyone agrees that that has to be done. How it's done and where it's done, who's funding it, who's responsible, where the red tape is, that's when you start getting the breakdown just a little bit. But I'm with the American people on this one, 81%. I think they should have to read it. Interesting, 76% of the people
people said that you should give them at least a week to read it. Now, the bill will, we don't know because the bill's not done, but it'll be somewhere between 2,000 and 2,500 pages in the $3.5 trillion package that's coming later this week. And so giving them a week, that's still pushing it, I think, for a lot of those a lot of those members of Congress. But I think they should read it, and I think they should read it in front of the American people, I think would be a nice way to read that.
I think knowing how to pay for all of that would actually be a good idea before you vote on the bill, too.
And actually, really interesting, Tim, 60% of Americans believe that the country will be bankrupt within a decade.
Oh, my gosh. 60%
say, yeah. The way we're spending, we're going to be insolvent. And over 76% believe, regardless of what their income level is, they think their taxes are going up to pay for all of this.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
On that note.
On that happy note. And the Republic's going to be fine, everybody who's driving in your car and listening this morning, because of places like Utah.
Deep breath,
deep
everybody.
Breath. We're going to be all right.
Yes, right.
All right. Inside Sources coming up this afternoon, 1 to 3 o'clock with Boyd Matheson, each weekday on KSL News Radio. Time again to see how the roads are doing if you're still making your way in this Monday morning. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. How are we looking, Andy?
We got some slow problem spots. North 15 off and on from 53rd South to I-80 because of a crash on the transition to eastbound 80. We've got traffic backed up on Bangor Highway coming down out of Harriman and Riverton from the 134th South intersection all the way around over to 2700 West. It's bumper to bumper right now. That's on eastbound Bangor. And we still have Lake Point delays, SR36, but it's looking much better in Stansbury Park. Jason?
It really has been a very nice commute in Weber and Davis counties this morning. We're pretty much drama-free still. Maybe a little slowing left over 7th South in Clearfield as you head eastbound towards I-15. Otherwise, though, 89 Legacy Westside Belt, I-15 all moving smoothly at regular speeds. Eric?
Well, the one crash we had northbound I-15 coming out of Utah County, just past the county line in Bluffdale, that's been cleared up. So you're at pretty normal travel time from Provo to the Point and beyond. So if you're southbound, no problems there. We do have some congestion out in Pleasant Grove this morning. This is on Canyon Road between 500 North and 1100 North, both directions of traffic. Believe that has something to do with the school and folks trying to get their kids to it. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Back to you, Grant.
Cooler air is coming in tomorrow, but sunshine warm today with a high of 86. It'll be a little smoky out there, breezy tonight. And then showers, thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 74. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny out there this morning, but 59 degrees.
We'll go in depth coming up in just a moment into the investigation into the shooting murder of this University of Utah football player that took place over the weekend. Mary Richards will join us in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there. We'll do it next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Tim and Amanda with you on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Still time to take advantage of the Utah Honda dealers and their biggest sales event of the year. It is the Honda Summer Sales Event. And I want to say thank you right up front to Shane out there at Stockton 12 Honda in Sandy. And remind you again that, you know, no matter what vehicle you're looking for, do yourself a favor. Take a little extra time while you're there and take the Passport for a test drive. It made the Cars.com American Made Index top 10. First of all, it's beautiful. Which is going to draw you to it on the lot. But the other thing is, once you get inside and you see what and think about what you want to use a Passport for, you want to get away, you want to go have some fun, it seats five comfortably, has plenty of leg room, but has plenty of room for you to also bring along all those great toys. And if you're worried about power, how about 280 horsepower with that V6 to get you where you need to go?
My family now owns two Honda Accords because we love the Honda Accord. It's just, it's a beautiful car. It's designed in a way that makes it so comfortable to drive. Just the most comfortable car I've ever driven. The inside is the interior and the ventilated seats, heated seats, and the wireless phone charger and everything about, and it's the safest car, which is a big selling point for me. Thank you so much to Blaine up at Young Auto Mall in Logan.
The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash out refi program and pay off high rate credit cards, car loans, or other high interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Oh, I love family road trips. Wind in my ears.
Good dog.
Treats in my mouth. And peace of mind, knowing Les Schwab did our tires, brakes, and alignment. Like Les Schwab, my family's safety is my first priority. Well, that and squeaky toys.
Swing by today and get road trip ready with our always free pre-trip safety check. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Did you know that UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at UHC.com. Plan benefits may vary.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:16. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Salt Lake City Police Chief says their top priority is getting justice for Aaron Lowe. Also, justice for the woman who was sent to the hospital in critical condition. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
We'll talk to Mary more about that in a moment. First, second, the hundreds of homes flooded in Cedar City over the summer won't be getting any federal funds to help out. FEMA says the total amount of damage is less than their threshold.
Third, let's check the drive here, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home.
I-15 delays continue from 53rd South to I-80 from a crash. The crews are cleaning up on the transition to I-80. And we've got delays as you try to get onto I-80 now in Lake Point. You've got some slowing once you're on the freeway itself. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a warm one out there, sunshine, about 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
61 downtown.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Salt Lake City detectives are tracking down leads this morning after a shooting killed a University of Utah football player and critically injured a woman at a house party.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live on the scene of where this shooting happened Saturday night, and she joins us now with a look at a growing memorial outside the home. Mary?
So, Amanda, they do have a poster kind of on this, it's like a chain link fence around this brick home here in Sugar House. It's about 2200 South and 2600 East. It's called Broadmoor Street. And you could almost consider this pretty much the foothill neighborhood, because as soon as you kind of zip out of this quiet kind of, it's almost like a cul-de-sac area. As soon as you get out of here, you're really close to foothill and then on to the University of Utah. So there's a poster there in front, and I've spotted more flowers since the morning went on that people have left also in front of the home. One of those flower buckets has the U logo on it. And then there's some messages in sidewalk chalk as well. All messages mostly for Aaron Lowe, and, you know, saying rest in peace and we love and support you and your family. But I'm thinking also maybe some messages for whoever lives in the home and this neighborhood for this, you know, tragedy that happened right in this quiet street right in front of them overnight, Saturday into Sunday morning.
I couldn't believe the headline when I saw it on Sunday morning, Mary, and the irony that Aaron wore number 22, of course, that of Ty Jordan, and was the first to get the Ty Jordan scholarship. I mean, it's really unbelievable.
Really, it's an emotional thing for fans of college football and for, you know, the tight-knit University of Utah community because of that very thing. You're right, Tim. I mean, he wore number 22. They were high school teammates in Texas. They were friends in Texas. I believe, if I'm reading this correctly, Lowe had Jordan come with him or said come, you know, when they entered the transfer portal, come to the University of Utah. He got the Ty Jordan Memorial Scholarship. Mm. I mean, I was right there at Lavelle Edwards Stadium when they ran out that flag that had number 22, or for Ty Jordan. They ran out that red flag, and then handed it to Aaron Lowe And so that's part of the tragedy here, besides this young man's death. And I should also point out there's a woman who was shot, and she's in the hospital. We don't know much about that either, who she was, their relationship, how she's doing, her name, you know, all of those things. I do want to point out from the Salt Lake City Police Chief, his statement from Mike Brown, that he is getting regular updates on this. The detectives are working through every lead. But this is the part that he really wants people to hear, that there are people who have not yet come forward about this. They know things. And he said, do not let fear silence you. I thought that was pretty telling.
Just real quick before we let you go, Mary, the police do have enough information, though, to say definitively this was not an accident. This is murder.
Well, because of what they said was there was a call about the noise complaint at 10:30. Then there was a call about someone with a weapon and the shots fired after midnight, right? That there were uninvited guests at this party. So there's the connection that detectives are looking into. Who came here and why, and then what was the motive for the shooting?
We know that you're going to follow up on all of those questions, Mary. Thank you so much, and we'll continue to bring any information that becomes available to our listeners when it happens on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic now, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And how's it looking, Andy?
Well, it's looking a little bit better on I-15. The traffic's still backed up between 45th South and I-80, but it was backing past 215 in Midvale earlier, so that's an improvement. 201 freeway finally improving as well, just some brake lights right around the 215 West Side Belt. Coming out of Tooele, though, on I-80, you've got slowdowns from essentially the Lake Point on-ramp all the way to the 201 split. No crash reported, but something seems to be causing delay that wasn't there earlier. Jason?
And your fantastic morning commute continues up north, southbound I-15, 30 minutes of travel time from Ogden to Salt Lake City. In fact, the delays that we had eastbound on 7 South and Clearfield, those are basically gone as well. Not too shabby right now at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base either. Eric?
Looks good in Utah County. Normal travel times on the freeway, 22 minutes, for instance, northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain. Got your usual congestion for eastbounders on 2100 north, approaching 2300 west. But northbound on Redwood Road looks good up to Bluffdale and Riverton. Thriller is back. See all your favorite Halloween characters on stage in this spooktacular smash hit performance. Buy tickets and get performance details at odysseydance.com. I'm Eric Butler in KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Watch out. This 7-day forecast has a bit of a roller coaster ride in it, says Grant.
Sunshine today with a high of 86. It's going to cool down tomorrow, though. Expect showers and thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon. And tomorrow's high 74. And then it's a big cool down on Wednesday, 62. Partly cloudy with some showers possible in the morning on Wednesday. Stays cool on Thursday, only 68. Lots of sunshine. And it warms up Friday, 73. Mostly sunny skies. Pleasant day on Saturday, 76 the high with a lot of sunshine, and 77, mostly sunny skies on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
So right now, conference weekend looks dry. We always joke about that, but Saturday and Sunday look 76, 77, and just a few clouds, no rain showers in the forecast, but that's a little far out, so that may change. And speaking of conference, of course, we have all of the sessions of conference that you can hear live right here on KSL News Radio, plus special programming, including this Wednesday morning. I look so forward to this in-depth report that we'll have about the legacy of President Russell M. Nelson so far, who knows what the future will hold, but specifically focusing on all of the temples that have been announced during the time that he has been the president of the church. So more on that coming up on KSL News Radio.
Time this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Outdoor sports can and should be enjoyed by all people of all ages and abilities. Common Ground Outdoor Adventures in Logan enhances the lives of youths and adults with disabilities through year-round quality outdoor recreation. They rally around the belief that our differences make us stronger and together we can change the world. Removing physical, social, and financial barriers allow those with disabilities to participate in sports. Common Ground Outdoor Adventures provides adaptive equipment and support to cross perceived limitations and build self-confidence. These skills carry over to employment opportunities, relationships, and active participation in the community. They are committed to an inclusive environment and ensure safety, fun, and learning, all while reducing the stereotypes society has about people with disabilities. With state-of-the-art equipment and experienced staff, they are able to include everyone on the adventure. If you'd like to participate, donate, or learn more, visit cgadventures.org. Select Health recognizes the life enhancement provided by Common Ground Outdoor Adventures as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back is brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
That unmistakable hint of fall is in the air. There certainly isn't a better place to experience the season than in Cedar City and Bryanhead. Hiking and biking are perfect activities to enjoy the changing leaves. And cooler temperatures offer more opportunities to experience miles of trails. Add in a little drama with Cedar City's own Utah Shakespeare Festival, with plays like Comedy of Terrors, Pirates of Penzance, Intimate Apparel, and Cymbeline. Want a scenic fall drive? Cedar City's four designated scenic highways lead you to Cedar Breaks National Monument and Zion's Kolob Canyons. Delight all your senses with freshly picked locally grown fruits, veggies, and other produce goods from one of many farmers' markets. Cedar City is your welcome committee, so stay a while. From local restaurants to outdoor fun and unique shops, in Cedar City, wonder is always your guide. For an up-to-date fall color report and to plan your perfect outing, go to visitcedarcity.com.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I just had the best experience ever. I bought a computer from Shane at your State Street store. I asked several what I thought were really stupid questions. Shane was super courteous and made me feel comfortable through the whole process. People need to understand how important it is to support a local company, especially when your experience is so good. PC Laptops really does love me. Signed, Satisfied. I love hearing feedback like that. It really just gives me the chills. It's the whole reason why I got into the computer business in the first place. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop for as low as $799, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. That means if anything goes wrong, we're going to take care of you. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we really do love you.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth. Dozens of container cargo ships are now stuck off the coast of New York. Ports in New York and New Jersey are dealing with similar issues as West Coast ports, with not enough workers available to unload the ships.
The UK has a plan to help ease a truck driver shortage over there. The country will offer thousands of visas to foreign truckers in the next few months leading up to Christmas. Another part of the plan will send letters to truck drivers in the country who aren't currently driving, asking them to return to work.
Nestle is recalling frozen DiGiorno pizzas after a mislabeling issue. The company says the crispy pan crust pepperoni pizza actually contains soy protein, which is not declared on the product label.
You know, there seems to be a disconnect between the Dow and the NASDAQ. Maybe it's the tech stocks that are really being affected with trading today. The Dow is up about 0.7% or 250 points. The S&P is down by 2, but the NASDAQ is off by 0.7% or 93 points this hour.
We'll take another look at your morning commute, traffic, and weather together next on KSL.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. What I love most about my job is hearing the success stories of our patients. ED affects a man, his significant other, and the relationship. But after men have taken our treatments and seen their ED disappear, it's like they are a totally new person. Happiness improves and stress melts away. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced and studied wave technology available, and it's helping men just like you every day. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause of the problem, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love that. And this week only, new patients get free blood work and free testosterone. This is an unheard of value, and it's totally free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, let's get that spark back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
The more things change to that issue of raising the debt limit, the more they don't. It has been done 80 times in the past under both Republicans and Democrats. The new boss in the Biden administration may just be the same as the old boss in the Trump administration.
Don't get fooled again.
Rhetoric around cliffs and crisis and catastrophe. This has just become a sport in and of itself.
No, no.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson. Weekdays 1 till 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on 829, it's time again for Triple Team Traffic here. Brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Andy, how are things going so far?
Well, I-15 still backed up as you go from 45th South to I-80 because of cleanup of a crash on the transition to I-80. If you're taking I-80 out of Tooele County, KSL Traffic Trooper giving us a heads up. You're down to one lane near the 201 split in coming in from Tooele. That's the reason for the backups coming out of Tooele. And then there's a crash at 2700 West and Bangor Highway down on the south end in Bluffdale. That's what's got you backed up around 134th South. Jason?
No such resistance up north. Southbound I-15 still cruising right along, 70-plus miles an hour from Ogden to Salt Lake. Looking good on the other highways and side streets. No problems in Weber Canyon, Ogden Canyon, or Sardine Canyon either. Eric?
If you're cruising northbound on US 40 up towards I-80, about a mile before the freeway, you've got a crash. And because of it, folks are having to go single file past it, so expect some slowdowns. I-15, Utah County looks good, but eastbound 2100 north is slow once again, approaching 2300 west. Zero Res is here to get you on track to an A-plus in carbon cleanliness. Their patented process leaves zero dirt-attracting residue behind, leaving your carpets cleaner, longer. Schedule your cleaning today. Zero Res Carbon Cleaning. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and today might be the last hot day we have, but let's check the forecast with Grant.
Lots of sunshine. It's warm today. High temperatures up to 86. Winds pick up tonight out of the south. And then a front comes in tomorrow. It's going to cool us down. High 74 with the showers and thunderstorms, especially tomorrow afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
It's 63 degrees.
Backups continue on I-15 and I-80 this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is a developing story. University of Utah football players and fans just heartbroken after another player has been shot and killed.
And you rarely ever hear something like that happening in college sports, let alone on the same team with the same number.
And this morning, a plea from Salt Lake City Police for people with information to come forward. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the latest.
Aaron Lowe is only 21 years old and a sophomore defensive back for the Utes. He came from Texas, where he was a high school teammate and friend of Ty Jordan. Fans say that's what's so sad, to have them both die in less than a year.
He just won the Ty Jordan Award. He was wearing Ty Jordan's number. And to die of a gunshot wound is just traumatic for this team.
Police say the shooter and others showed up at the party uninvited and were asked to leave. Investigators are asking anyone with information to come forward. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Many of Lowe's teammates have taken to social media to express their emotions.
Team Captain Devin Lloyd saying, "Why do the good have to die young?" Quarterback Cam Rising sharing his love as well. Quarterback Jaquindon Jackson expressing his heartbreak with the loss of Aaron. Center Nick Ford, he tweeted out, "God bless A-Lo's soul."
KSL TV sports anchor Sam Farnsworth says former teammates Jalen Johnson and Zach Moss are also expressing their condolences. Both are currently playing in the NFL.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are this morning now at the site of an Amtrak derailment in north central Montana that killed three people and left others hospitalized.
About 120, 130 yards behind us was where the rest of the train was.
Daniel Hutchinson and his son helping free multiple people after rocks and rubble blocked the escape route.
One gentleman was able to finally crawl out from under. Out of the gravel. We helped him up a ladder, up out of the car, and then down a ladder down onto the ground to awaiting assistance down there.
ABC's Rena Roy says one of the people killed has been identified as Zach Schneider from Missouri.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a vote on President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill might be pushed back to later this week, as she continues to try and get moderates and progressives in the Democratic Party to reach an agreement.
It's very much not like Speaker Pelosi to ever bring a bill to the floor for an actual vote if it's going to fail. She knows her members. She knows her caucus. They want to deliver on something. So we are going to see some real agreement here, and that's going to move things along quickly.
ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks reporting.
The FBI returned to the home of Brian Laundrie in Florida over the weekend to collect items that would help them identify his DNA as they resumed their search this morning. This happened on the same day hundreds gathered in New York for a memorial service for Gabby Petito.
Her father hopes people will be inspired by her story.
There's a trip that you guys want to take. Take it.
now.
Her stepfather says Gabby taught him you can always make money, but you can't make up for lost time. Those who knew Gabby are devastated, even strangers coming out to pay their respects. Joseph Petito has started the Gabby Petito Foundation in honor of his daughter, in a tweet saying the foundation will provide resources for other families whose children are missing.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
The Utah Department of Transportation is trying to make it easier to see the lanes on the freeway, but that means overnight lane closures in Utah County. KSL News Radio's Dan Bamas has more.
UDOT is installing contrast striping on I-15 through Lehigh and up to Point of the Mountain. KSL.com says the white stripes on top of black ones are easier to see in bad weather and when the sun is shining at a low angle over the road. The new stripes will require lane closures overnight through the month of October. It's already put the new stripes on the freeway between 90th South and Bankerter Highway. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, the mix-up by ESPN during BYU's football game that turned a high school sophomore into an internet celebrity.
Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
Got a crash on Bangor Highway in Bluffdale that's been backing traffic up all the way around the curve, almost into Harriman. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
A challenge each afternoon to think again.
The debt ceiling crisis. It will all be framed as
we have to raise the debt ceiling so we can spend more.
That is a false choice.
Join and expanded Inside Sources from 1 to 3.
Tell Alexa.
Play KSL News Radio.
Do the news headlines or those strangely vacant grocery store shelves give you that quiet sense that it's time to prepare? But some emergency food storage can be so costly, and you wonder, will my family actually eat this? Or will it still taste fresh when we need it? At Wheatland Seed, we provide families real food, properly packaged, so you can use it every day or store it for up to 25 years. Foods that are affordable, nutritious, and taste great, like wheat, rice, oats, sugar, and beans. Come check out the great sale going on now, like premium baking wheat, 25 pounds for just $19. Order online for local pickup or for home delivery at wheatlandseed.com. That's wheatlandseed.com.
NMLS 1817019.
Want the lowest mortgage rate? Don't go to a bank or credit union. LendRight Mortgage's rates are often at least 0.25% lower than other lenders. Listen to these Google reviews from very happy clients. Mary, I did my due diligence and compared three other companies, and none of them could compete with the rates offered by LendRight Mortgage. David, LendRight had the best rate we could find, and we shopped pretty heavily. Megan, they got me a great interest rate, much lower than competitors. Landon, from start to finish, they were great. Other companies couldn't touch their rates. Ron, on top of the superior service, I also got a 1.75% rate. Wow. This is why we confidently offer a $1,000 lowest rate guarantee. Rates in the ones will soon be gone. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
If you're just getting in the car this morning, we're expecting big changes in our weather this week. 25-degree drop between today and Wednesday with rain in the middle of all of that. Grant Wayman's coming up in the KSL Weather Center.
The showdown over COVID vaccine mandates comes to a head today in New York. It is the last day for state healthcare workers to get their first shot or risk losing their jobs.
Matt Baker, a high school math teacher in Brooklyn, had COVID and lost a fellow teacher to it. He supports the mandate.
My concern is that students have already started to build relationships that they haven't had in the last 18 months. And then those relationships are going to come tearing apart.
Teacher Asia Levistone says she's not getting the shot.
I'm going to be terminated. It's going to be my last day.
But that's still yet to be determined. A federal judge temporarily blocking the New York City public school mandate until further review.
ABC's Alex Prochet reporting.
The Cougars preparing to head to Logan Friday night for an in-state battle with the Aggies, but there was a moment during Saturday night's game against Southern Florida that turned a high school kid into an internet sensation. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the story.
J.J. Tua, a junior at Temp View High, was on the sidelines for Saturday's home game when an ESPN photographer zeroed in on him. He tells KSL.com he tried to move out of the way, but the camera followed him. The next thing he knew, he was getting texts from family and friends calling him the name of the starting quarterback.
Yeah, everyone was calling me Jaren Hall.
Turns out ESPN mixed him up with Jaren for their broadcast. Faster than a BYU first down, JJ's face was trending on social media, and by the end of the game, fans were asking if they could take selfies with JJ. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
I think that's awesome. 8:39.
But can he throw the football? That's what we want to know.
That's what we want to know. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And back to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, they've got the crash moved out of the way on Bangor Highway at 2700 West in Bluffdale. It's eastbound traffic that's coming off from 134th. They're coming south on Bangor to make the turn and head towards Redwood Road. That's who's backed up. But again, now that all three lanes are open, that is starting to improve slightly. Same story on North 15, finally seeing some improvements, but still, especially in the right lanes, you're backed up from 45th South all the way to I-80. If you can get in the HOV lane, you'll be able to get by most of that delay fairly quickly. And if you're coming out of Tooele, lane restrictions on I-80 have you backed up from the Lake Point on-ramp to the SR-201 split. Jason?
The busyness is back at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base, but may only take you an extra one or two cycles to get on base at Point. Southbound I-15 still rolling smoothly through Layton and Kaysville and on down through the rest of Davis County. No problems, 89 Legacy or the west side belt. Eric.
Looks like travelers northbound on US 40 are still having to go single file past a crash. This is just about a mile before you get to I-80, and you do have delays going through there naturally. I-15, Utah County, northbound, southbound, that looks good. But it's starting to get a little bit more congestion on 800 North in Orem between State Street and the freeway. If your child begins kindergarten in 2022, it's time to apply for Waterford Upstart. Get them ready at home at no cost. It's fun and easy. Register today at waterfordupstart.org. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We have a summer-like day coming our way today, Grant.
Well, we got a pretty warm day for today, but it's going to cool down this week. Sunshine are at the 86 degrees, and then tomorrow, front comes in, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a high at 74. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Starting the morning with sunshine downtown this hour and 59 degrees.
I think anybody who can do an Ironman is inspirational, but this guy? Wait till you hear his story coming up next on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for starting your week, starting your morning with us. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hello, car donation hotline.
Hi, I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation. Are you in Utah?
Awesome. Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
But I want my car donation to benefit my neighbor in Farmington who needs a transplant. Are you in Utah?
That's a naw. I'm in SoCal, but you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
Righteous dude. You need to call Tow Cars in Utah. Locals only, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Tow Cars with a K like kidney. It's on a billboard somewhere. TOWKARS.ORG. That's it. TowCars.org.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard, TowCars.org, to donate your old car or truck. That's TOWK, like kidney, ARS. TowCars.org.
Did you happen to choose service plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Because of a surgery I had, it put me in a position where I had to learn to walk again. I had no hope for any more income. We had an IRS burden of about $36,000. with no income and only enough money to keep paying the bills, we had to make a decision. I was driving home from Salt Lake one day, and I heard a commercial on the radio about Jordan Wilcox. I got home, my wife and I, we talked about it, and we made the decision to give Jordan Wilcox a call. We met with Jordan at his office, and they had a plan in place for me almost immediately. And because of the good work of the folks at Jordan Wilcox's office, that burden was reduced to about $895. When we found out that it was only $895, it was like the worst burden in the world had been taken off from our shoulders.
Don't face the IRS alone. I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Visit TaxHelpUT.com to schedule your free consultation. Let's solve your tax problems. That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Heartbreakingly, a second gun tragedy hits the University of Utah football team in less than a year. This time, a young man, Aaron Lowe, murdered at a party. The search for a suspect today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
prosecuting cases of domestic violence begins with believing the stories the victims tell. That's how community activists see it. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bonas.
Second, condolences and shows of support this morning for the family of Aaron Lowe, the University of Utah football player shot and killed over the weekend.
Third, a quick check of that drive is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home.
I-15 backups continue, Murray to South Salt Lake, plus I-80 delays coming out of Tooele County and delays along Bangor's south end going through Bluffdale heading east. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of sunshine today. Temperatures about 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 63 downtown.
With KSL's top national story.
This is the deadline for healthcare workers in New York State to have gotten their first COVID shot or risk getting fired. Some are worried about a shortage of nurses and other healthcare experts. But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says vaccine mandates work.
We have seen that these vaccine mandates do get more people vaccinated. So I am enthusiastic about getting more people vaccinated because I think that's good to protect individuals. It's good to protect their own health, their families, and that of the communities around them.
A vote expected on raising the debt ceiling this week so the country doesn't default on bills it owes. Also this week, the House expected to vote on the $1 trillion infrastructure package. A lot of progressives say they will only go along if it's tied to a much bigger package of social programs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Heart of Utah on Utah's Morning News.
Last month, you might remember, we brought you the story of Kyle Brown, an elite cyclist from Farmington diagnosed with terminal ALS, who vowed to compete in a half Ironman.
Kyle has now finished that race. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has his story in this Heart of Utah report.
Kyle's first symptoms were slight and started just late last year.
I had trouble pronouncing parts of just a couple words, very slight. Nobody had could hear anything but me.
He's been diagnosed with aggressive bulbar ALS, and doctors have given him 18 months to live. But live is what he's vowed to do.
I'm going to start the race. I'm going to finish if it kills me, and it might, but it doesn't matter.
Kyle qualified for this half Ironman in May. This is the World Championships. Before the race, Kyle was nervous.
The ALS, it affects your throat. So when your throat switches between breathing and swallowing, your body does it in an instant. Mine doesn't. It's slow. So if I swallow water, I choke.
Last Saturday, the sun rose over Sand Hollow Reservoir. Kyle waits in a white race kit wearing number 179 to honor a fellow triathlete named John Blaze.
It's always been and it always will be, and I think
Blaze is the only man to do a full Ironman with ALS.
His doctor said, if you're going to finish that, you can't do it. They're going to have to roll you across the finish line. So he said, all right.
Triathletes now call that the Blaze Man Roll.
I become friends with his parents. So they contacted Ironman and said, can Kyle wear his number?
That number propelled him into the water for the 1.2-mile swim. Early on, Kyle says he struggled.
I was throwing up the whole time in the water on the bike.
56 miles on the bike through the grueling hilly red rocks of St. George. The run, 13.1 miles, with every step growing more weary. But finally, after 5.5 hours, Kyle's Blaze Man Roll was in sight.
Kyle Brown, coming from Utah. Come on, Kyle, we're here for you.
Kyle's legs cramping and two steps from the finish line.
John Blazer's number.
He collapsed, head in his hands, and just sobbed.
Kyle, you're finished. You did the John Blaze role. It has to be an experience of a lifetime.
Kyle then holding up a white flag with the website stopals.org.
It's too late for me, but maybe not for someone you love. A cure for ALS is close.
Kyle's final message? Go out and live. When you're faced with tragedy, he says, you can come alive or you can come undone.
I hate to say this, but I can die happy. I really can't. I'm not lacking anything. I haven't missed out on a thing.
For Heart of Utah, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
I love that story so much.
Well, and for him to do it under 6 hours, I can't imagine. I don't think I'd complete it, first of all, but secondly, it would take me a lot longer than that. Our thanks to Lindsay Ertz for helping us out with this week's Heart of Utah report. It is 8:49. Let's see if we're hopefully beginning to wind down this morning drive. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And starting your triple team traffic is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, it looks like the crash is finally cleared from Bangor and 2700 West. Now the delays are starting to thin out as well. Going between the 134th South intersection and then heading east and towards Redwood Road. That's been that's where the backups have been. Coming out of Tooele, though, that's still pretty rough on I-80 right now because you're down to a single lane between near the 201 turnoff, but that's backing traffic all the way to the Lake Point on-ramp. And then North 15 still slow between 33rd South and I-80 from an earlier crash. Jason?
Got some construction barrels causing slowdown westbound on 84, just past Devil's Slide on your way to Morgan. That's where you're going to find that slowdown there. Otherwise, if you're in Weber and Davis this morning, you are loving life because you are rolling 70-plus miles an hour southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake City. Eric?
Eastbound 2100 North continues to be slow in Lehigh from Redwood Road over the 2300 West. I-15, though, looks good in Utah County throughout, northbound, southbound. No real problems there. If you're heading north on U.S. 40 out in the Wasatch Back, just about a mile before I-80, you've got a crash that's still bottling things up there. And you do have some delays as folks are forced to go single file past the accident site. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look at that 7-day forecast, Grant.
We got a lot of sunshine today. High temperatures 86 degrees. It's cooler tomorrow. Breezy, 74 the high with showers and thunderstorms. Good bet tomorrow afternoon and evening. And then on Wednesday, it's a lot cooler, 62, with some showers possible in the morning on Wednesday. Clears out on Thursday, 68, and it's cool with lots of sunshine. Warmer on Friday, 73 in the sunshine, and then warmer for the weekend, more sunshine, 76 on Saturday, and up to 77 on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 63 in Salt Lake.
Dave and Dujanovic taking over, of course, right after the top of the hour. They're looking into, and we'll bring you the very latest on the investigation into the shooting death of University of Utah player Aaron Lowe over the weekend. KSL News Time, 8:52.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.